Podtacular episode 354, Bulletin Update for March 22nd, 2013. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Dust Storm, and today I am co-hostless because we've been had some confusions of actually trying to get a show recorded. So we tried to record on Wednesday, but because of the bulletin released so late after midnight, my time and Brent's local time, we decided to scrap it and try again for Thursday. But with everything of me traveling here to Boston for PAX, and by the time I got back, there was already some of my roommates for where I'm staying for PAX East already asleep. We decided to scrap that as well. So we're trying to do this Friday morning, the day PAX opens, and Brent is not online at the moment. I was hoping he would be, but he may come on a little bit later in the show. But for now, it's just going to be me holding down the fort, and hopefully we get some good content out of this for you guys. It'll probably be a lot shorter since it's just me talking, and we usually have conversations that go back and forth between the co-hosts and I. So at least we'll get you guys the bulletin and read some of our submissions that we got, and also address our question of the week, which last week was, if you were the last person about to activate the Halo Greens to destroy all life in the galaxy, what would you say? So we'll get to those throughout the show as we go through these. But let's start off with the bulletin. So this one is jam-packed, primarily because 343 is really announcing what they're going to be doing at PAX. There's a lot of updates regarding matchmaking, different playlists that are going to be coming in, some news on the title update. So we're going to get another one coming out here within the next few weeks, probably in time for the next map pack, so the Castle map pack. And let's just dive right into it. So for PAX East, there was a Mad Catz Unveiled event, which community members were invited to come play the Castle map pack early. And that event was from 6 p.m. till midnight. And there was an exclusive access to Halo community to come in and play those maps from about 6 to 8. And then it opened up to the rest of the invitees that were there for Marvel vs. Capcom and other few gaming tournament type things. But we were primarily there for Halo, so we'll be talking about that in the podcast probably later this week or maybe during the event. There's some people that I met from Ready Up Live, like two other Dustins over there, actually. So we had a group of three Dustins playing Halo, Halo 4, the Castle map pack at the same time. And it was quite fun. So I've asked those guys if they were interested in doing a podcast to kind of talk about what we've seen with the maps, and they said they'd be down for it. So we'll probably do a podcast with them a little bit later this week to talk about what we found with the maps, what we like, what we don't like, how the maps flow, how they play, what game types work really well on them. So stay tuned to that later in the week. There's going to be their Halo 4 multiplayer panel today as of this recording. So if you're hearing this, you will probably, this may have already passed, may not. I do not think this is one that's being live streamed over Twitch. I think this is just a panel that they have there, and I'm going to see if I can try to record it, and then I'll throw it up on YouTube later tonight for you guys. So if they do allow cameras, I will try to get that for you. They're going to be talking about some stuff with the Castle map pack, because it is on the floor. They're going to also talk about some plans that they have for multiplayer coming down the road, go into more details behind the title update that they're looking at, and quite a few other things regarding Halo 4 multiplayer. So that is a panel you want to check out if you're here and if you're listening to this somehow before the panel actually opens up. On the PAX floor, there's going to be a section where you can play the Halo 4 Castle map pack. And there's also a Majestic-themed FFA competition where the winner of the competition will walk away with the game's Halo UNSC Vanguard personal gaming environment. So this is that big suitcase-like thing where it has the screen built into it, and you put your Xbox in there, and it's basically a portable gaming station that you can take anywhere. I think it also holds up to two different controllers. You can put your Xbox power supply in there, and it's something that if you're just kind of on the go, maybe if you're taking this to a LAN party or something, it'd be really cool to have, and then you just kind of pop it up, and you're good to go. So if you are in Boston, if you are coming to PAX East, make sure you give me a shout, shoot us over a message on Twitter. My personal Twitter is at Duststorm. So if you are in the area and want to meet up, shoot me a message and we'll hopefully run into each other. And if you see me anyways, I'm wearing a Podtacular shirt. So just come by and say hi. So stay updated to Halo Waypoint's Twitter and Facebook. Stay updated to our Twitter and Facebook, and we'll be posting stuff on our homepage. And Waypoint also said they're going to possibly release some videos. So I'm guessing what they're showing off at their panel, they're going to upload straight to YouTube probably minutes after the panel is over. So stay tuned to their YouTube channel to get the raw, non-crowd version of the video. Matchmaking playlist update for this week. There's quite a few things going on. The first thing is the Majestic FFA playlist is going to be replaced by a Community Forge FFA playlist. So we had a similar situation happen before where we had the Community Forge test playlist. So this is something very similar, except this time they're doing FFA instead of team gameplay. So there are 8 new maps, none of which I've actually played yet, probably because I've been busy trying to get here and I didn't know that they were looking at these. So we'll probably get some details for you about this on our next podcast, and we'll probably play through the maps a little bit, see which ones we like. Probably do these for Monday night matchmaking, so if you're around for that time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time, 5:30 p.m. Pacific on Monday, come by. We'll try to get in there as much as we can and try to go through as many maps as possible, and we'll get a good sense for how those maps play. There's also a forum section up for those maps, so if you have played the maps and if you have any comments or tweak suggestions that you have, definitely hit up that forum section. And they're taking feedback, literally, guys. They've shown that they really care about what the community has to say. So if you do have some constructive feedback, definitely go post it, because it benefits everybody if you go and do that. Team Throwdown is getting a pretty big update as well. Ghostiame has been perfecting the BR Start competitive game mode. So there's a version 3 that's going to be dropping into the Team Throwdown playlist this week. And there are some other changes that are being made as well. But the new list of game types and maps that are going to be available in the Team Throwdown playlist is Team Slayer on Haven, Monolith, Skyline, Abandon, Shutout, and Simplex. CTF on Simplex, Adrift, Skyline, and Monolith. King of the Hill on Monolith, Haven. Extraction on Dispatch and Adrift. And Oddball on Skyline. The Doubles Pro setting is going to replace the Deluxe settings from Team Throwdown playlist. And they have the whole weapon list loadout here. And it's mostly everything is the same except for the primary weapon of the loadout. So everything, your secondary is Magnum, no armor abilities, tactical mod resupply, support mod explosives. And you have the choice between the DMR, battle rifle, light rifle, and carbine. There's no instant respawn, no death cam, no motion tracker, no personal ordnance. But there are ordnance drops, so the map ordnance is still in play. Time limit depends on the map. Loadouts depend on what you choose from those 4 loadouts. Basically, your primary weapon of choice. And then score to win, of course, is also dependent on the game mode as well. Lightning CTF is also making its premiere into the Action Sack playlist this week. So this is going to be an interesting one where it's everyone has light rifles, and the flag carrier even has light rifles. So they've kind of been able to modify the CTF playlist where it kind of harkens back to what you could do in Reach, was be able to use a weapon. So you basically backpack the flag from when you pick it up to when you die or when you drop it off. So that is going to be the matchmaking update for this week. There's going to be a couple more things coming down the pipeline, but in 2 weeks. So I think they're still messing around with the bi-weekly updates. And by bi-weekly, I mean every other week. So if you guys are been able to play any of the maps from the Community Forge FFA for our next podcast. Please drop us a line. Let us know what you think. And we will read those out on the show. Also, same thing for the Doubles Pro settings. If you get a chance to play in there, definitely let us know what you think. Because I actually haven't been able to play as much Team Throwdown as I would have liked to so far. And I know it's the competitive playlist, and I used to do a lot of competitive stuff back in Halo Reach, and I just haven't gotten around to doing it here. So hopefully, after PAX and after I'm done writing my monolith of a book, I will get to actually sit down and enjoy some Team Throwdown. Title update. So this is another big one that a lot of people are really looking forward to. The more and more title updates 343 puts out, it seems like a lot of people are really starting to jive with Halo, and it's kind of turning into the Halo that everyone kind of expected Halo to be in the first place. There's not a full list of details. They are going to talk more about what they're coming up with in the title update at their panel today. But from what we have in the bulletin, here are some bullet points that we can take away. Enabled X markers on the HUD are coming back. And the X markers aren't your typical X markers. They were in the build that I did play last night. There are X's that show up, but they're not there for too long. They do fade away after about 2 seconds, 2 to 3 seconds, and they're still very helpful, though. It really adds that ability to know what's going on the map back into the game, so there's probably a good argument for saying that X is not a huge game changer, but with as much Halo that you play, possibly, especially for the competitive crowd, that X can tell you a lot of information that's going on around where that person is. If there's another person there, if you see two X's, you know that's not a safe area. They possibly have rockets or another power weapon. So there's a lot of things that just something as simple as the X marker can tell you. And that's a big game changer, especially for the competitive crowd. There's an update to the active camouflage where it fully reveals players when they fire all weapons. So I'm guessing there are some weapons that when you fired them and you had active camo, that it didn't fully reveal you. So I never particularly noticed that. I'm guessing there was a chance that there could be, and maybe they found it. Maybe enough people mentioned it. So that has been fixed as well. Reduce the auto-aim, magnetism, and damage on the Goss Warthog. So if you guys know, the Goss Hog is probably one of the more powerful vehicles in the game, next to the Banshee and the Scorpion tank. So they've nerfed that down a little bit, so it should be a little bit harder to use. I'm still sure that a direct hit from the projectile from the Goss Hog is going to kill somebody. But as far as the auto-aim and magnetism, dropping that down a bit, I think is going to help balance that vehicle out really well. They fixed an issue where some players at Spartan rank 130 did not see their specialization on their in-game player card. They fixed various issues with ordnance navigation markers, so there's always been bugs with that, at least when I've played in the game, so it seems like they have that fixed. I wouldn't be surprised if there's probably a few more fixes that they're going to need to do with that down the road, but hopefully they've been able to iron out all these ordnance markers. They fixed various join in progress issues with Flood. So I haven't played Flood in a while, so I'm kind of unsure what those are, but hopefully people that have been having issues, hopefully those issues get resolved. They added the ability to make weapon adjustments via back in tuning. So this is something that's a little bit new, and they're still kind of working out some of the things. But I believe what they're doing with this is they're going to be able to update weapon damage and auto aim and that kind of stuff by small changes on the back end that actually will reflect gameplay on the front end without having to do a massive title update. So I think this is a really good thing, so that they can really test out where the community falls on where weapons should be powered. Maybe this will be a good sign that they're going to rebalance some of the primary weapons. So there's this argument or debate going back and forth between the DMR being powerful, more powerful than all the other primary weapons, which I tend to agree. I mean, my primary weapon of choice is the DMR, and it is very powerful because it does have the 3x zoom. It has a little bit more magnetism than the BR, I feel. So there's probably going to be some buffing of the BR, the carbine, possibly the light rifle. So we'll see what they do with that. But I think it's those kind of things that this back-end tuning is going to enable them to do, to just make those slight little tweaks in the game and see how it affects the gameplay and see what the community's reaction to it is. So that should be something that we'll all be very happy for. At the very end, there's the Forge Art Spotlight, and they've been doing these ever since the file share from the web has been able to be put out for everybody. And this week, it's just Forge Art. So there's some really cool looking things on here. One of them is a Death Star, which was pretty cool. Another one is someone forged a UNSC frigate on impact. Someone made a rainbow. Someone made a halo on impact. They used, looks like, little wall pieces. Someone even forged a UNSC emblem, which looks really cool. So definitely give some of these a look. They're at the end of the bulletin. And that is your bulletin wrap-up for the week. There's lots of good stuff in here. I would go through more details, but there's really no one to talk more deeper into some of these things. So I wish Brent was here. Anyways, so let's move on to some of our submissions. So our question of the week last week was, if you were the last of your race and about to activate the Halo Array to wipe out all life in the galaxy, what would be your last words? So we got a few replies from just about everywhere. We got emails, Twitter replies, Facebook replies, show comments. So I'm going to go ahead and read those out now. So from Twitter, Cameron, aka at Insane Cake, says, I was going to say, send me out with a bang or something like that, but now I've just thought about killing everything. It had to be something serious. Okay. It would have been nice to actually know what that thing would have been. Send me out with a bang, Johnson. I like that reference. We already kind of blew up one Halo kind of along that same line. So that was a nice one to see. We have one from JustCal24, at JustCal24. And he says, peace out. So that one is interesting take. Unfortunately, I have to bleep that one. So you guys will probably be able to infer what that last word was. On Facebook, we got a reply from Captain Crunk, and he says, yippee-ki-yay! So again, another bleep one, but a lot of these guys like to just go out large. So kudos to you guys. The next two are pretty good. I like the last one in here. That one kind of tickled me the most, but this next one comes from Andy Wurtenberg. I don't know his gamer tag offhand, so but he writes in, he would say, oh my. So kind of like a guilty spark kind of thing. Or at least that's what came to mind when I saw that, is what guilty spark says as you're going through the library on Halo CE. Robowski replies on Facebook, perfection! So just put Jeff Steister's voice in there with perfection at the end after all life in the universe is gone, and then you have perfection. Although you're kind of gone with it, so would it be perfection because you technically have a death? I'm not sure how that would work. So I mean, maybe victory, but I don't know about perfection. From our show comments, Bioman998, his response, there's going to be a lot of X's after this. And especially after the title update, yes, there will be a lot of X's after that. Going on to our submissions to wrap up the show, Trisket Tracker writes in, hello, Podtacular. I've been playing Halo since Halo CE, and I've been a weekly listener for about a year now. Your show is always witty, funny, and clearly done with professionalism and love for Halo. I especially enjoy all the lore and story discussions, as I am a massive science fiction fan. What drew me to Halo and what separates it from other franchises is the wonderful story spanning a millennium about mysterious lost foreigner races, alien armadas come together to destroy humanity, and of course, a badass super soldier cyborg and his super intelligent snarky AI companion. I've read all the books and am currently reading Silentium a few days early because I work at a bookstore and we got them early, and I have not been disappointed so far. I do feel that some of the mystery has been taken out of the show, as Duststorm put it, an info dump of information, but let's not forget that we still don't know what happened to the majority of the foreigners, or even whether they are dead or alive or not. We have no idea how Master Chief will be without Cortana around, or what his role is with the UNSC in the future. I believe you are correct that unless Halo 5 discovers all the myriad of little things that were lacking in multiplayer and campaign, then the franchise will be in a serious trouble. Not that Halo 4 was a wasted effort. I play it nearly daily and am very pleased with it, but there are many things lacking that the community needs to maintain the momentum of Halo, or else it will weather off the vine. Particularly the lack of campaign theater, timers, and screenshot capability, and forge issues. On the multiplayer side, the custom rankings in-game need to be implemented. I think you mean the skill rankings. I think that's what you actually mean there. I agree 343 did a fantastic job, of course. Mistakes will be made, but they are clearly listening to the community, and that is wonderful to see. What other game franchises talk to their community as much as 343? As to where Halo is going, I wouldn't be surprised if Cortana is not in the next game, or at least not until the very end. I'd like one game where Master Chief is dealing with life without Cortana, and life in a complicated world where not everything is black and white. It's not us against the Covenant anymore. What will he think of Oni's campaign against the Arbiter and the Sangheili? Or what will happen with the Insurrectionists now that the Covenant is not a large threat anymore? Will he reunite with Fred and Lucy and actually get a conversation with Halsey? What will he do when he learns she is in Covenant hands? Will Halsey try to contact him? I also would not be surprised that the Flood precursors are a threat in Halo 6. The Flood actually have to come back sometime, and I picture Covenant Flood Promethean battles with a big smile on my face. Anyways, sorry this is so long, but Podtackler is a wonderful show. Brent is hilarious, and yes, he does have a perfect radio voice. I told you so, Brent. His "duh" description of the Halo story on the last update episode was hysterical. Duststorm, as always, you provide intelligent theory, and I loved your Spartan Op essays. You guys clearly love and respect the Halo franchise dearly, and it shows in your work. As to what I'd say for my last words, I think it would be for drama value. May the inheritors of the mantle forgive us. For humor value, it would be yippee-ki-yay, mother bleepers. So the same thing as Captain Crunk said above. So that, I guess, that would be the phrase of choice. If we had two people say that same exact thing, then I guess that would end up being the phrase that was used at the end of the world, pretty much at the end of the galaxy. So thank you, Trisket Cracker. Actually, I think I said that wrong first time, for sending in your submission. I still got to read Thursday War. I'm debating whether or not to read Silentium before I read Thursday War. I just finished Glasslands on the plane yesterday, and there's some interesting stuff going on. I've definitely learned a little bit more behind the happenings of what's gone on between Halo 3 and Halo 4, and the snarky ways Piringoski and Osman are inciting rebellion amongst certain groups. We'll probably have a podcast going into the book a little bit later, so I'm not going to go into too many spoilers for you guys if you haven't read the books yet. Although they are a very good read, I definitely recommend going out and getting at least the Kilo 5 trilogy, because those talk about what's going on between Halo 3 and Halo 4. I would not put as much emphasis on the Forerunner trilogy, but if you do want to know more about the Forerunners, more about the Didact, then you definitely want to check out all those books. So, thank you again, Trisket, for writing that in, and appreciate everything that you said, and We appreciate the positive feedback on what we've done, and I will definitely let Brent know. Rommel S. writes in, replying to last week's question, I dream of a better tomorrow where chickens could cross roads and not have their motives questioned. Oh, boy. There's. I'm sure we would have gotten some more interesting ones as well if we asked certain individuals, but we got some pretty good ones here. I like all these responses, and the Twitter and the Facebook responses are pretty good as well, so I'm going to keep on posting those questions in those areas as well. Last one that we have is from RJ Diaz, and his response would be, hasta la vista, baby. And I can't do a good Schwarzenegger voice, and if I had JVB here, I would have him say, hasta la vista, baby. But as far as all the responses go, thank you guys very much. We got a lot of good feedback here, and we got a lot of juicy information from the bulletin. Sorry this is a short show for you guys, but we're kind of Brentless, so not much we can do. Hopefully it's something that won't crowd your busy schedule if you're at PAX. It's probably a nice break from all the long shows that we've been doing, especially from our Spartan Ops ones. I believe our last one was 2.5 hours, so I think this one only being 30 minutes, if you combine both of those, it's 3 hours, so two shows for approximately an average of 1.5 hours. I think that's all right. So we will be back up to speed next week with more bulletin information, more PAX info behind the Castle Map Pack, and the title update. So be sure you're checking us out over the weekend. We will be providing those details for you. I will have a write-up about the Castle Map Packs and what I was able to play at the Mad Cats Unveiled event. I'll be taking notes from the panel that we will be, or that I will be seeing for the Halo 4 multiplayer at 5 o'clock tonight. So we will be posting updates on our blog throughout the day, on Twitter and Facebook, our little one-line things. If you have any questions that you would like us to ask, and if you're hearing this, definitely send us an email, send us a message on Twitter, Facebook, and I will be sure to try to reach out to some 343 folks and get some answers for you. BS Angel is there, Andy Dudusky or Bravo is there, Kevin Franklin is there, so if you have questions for any of them, please send them on over and I will ask them the questions on your behalf. Thank you guys for listening. As always, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and our website, podtacular.com. Sorry we did not get a chance to live stream this one, guys, but with all the complications around the bulletin release, it was kind of difficult just getting a recording anyways, as made evident by no co-host this week. So we will have Brent on next week to get his opinions on everything from the bulletin as well. Make sure you also send us a submission for any questions, any comments that you have regarding what we talked about from this bulletin. For any of the stuff that you have questions about from what we see from PAX. So anything that you can possibly think of. And on top of that, any funny stories or anything that you have going on in-game or any new stuff that you'd like to share with us, definitely send it to us. You can send that to us directly via email at submissions@podtacular.com, or we have a green submit button, which will take you to a forum where it's kind of nice and handy to do it for you. Anyways, make sure you check us out on our live streams, which go over at Twitch, which is twitch.tv/podtacular. We stream our game nights, and this next week is going to be Monday Night Matchmaking, Halo 2 Tuesday, and Wacky Wednesdays, and those all happen at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on their respective days. For the Halo 2 game night, some people were confused last time, but that game night is on Halo 2 Vista, not Halo 2 the Xbox. So we are still using the live infrastructure with Halo 2 Vista, and there are achievements on there. So one of the reasons why we're doing this is to help people get achievements. You can go pick up this game probably at a Best Buy or your local game store. There's probably a couple copies. If not, you can definitely look for one probably on Amazon or any online retailer. You can probably find it for 15, maybe 20 bucks. Maybe you get lucky and find it for 10. So if you want another pretty easy 100 gamer score, pick it up. Come play with us. They've extended the support till June. So we're trying to help out as many people in terms of achievements as possible. And it's just a lot of fun to play Halo 2. For some people, it's probably arguably one of the best multiplayer experiences on Halo. So it's the latest and greatest one on PC. So we're playing it there. So just to clarify, it is Halo 2 Vista, not Halo 2 on Xbox Kinect or X-Link. Also, you can call our listener voicemail, which is 240-200-HALO. That's 240-200-4256. And leave a Halo-related message. Same thing that you would say probably in an email or a submission. Just please keep it to 90 seconds to 2 minutes. So that way we're not drowning out a bunch of other people's time. But if you want your voice heard on the show, that's a good way to do it. So if you have something short you want to say and you want to be heard on the show instead of just read out on the show, you can call our voicemail there. Also, we do provide this as a free show, but we do appreciate any little donations you're willing to give. The hosting comes pretty much straight out of my pocket, but we do get a few people sometimes that are willing to donate. But if you want to help donate to the cause, we would appreciate anything that you're willing to give. So we have a donation button that goes straight to a form where you can fill out a PayPal form and securely send us money over there. So if you like what you hear and you're willing to help out, we would highly appreciate that you would do so. And we also recently wrapped up our Halo 4 campaign mini-series. So we've been doing this with a few different Halo community members. So we had people on like Cruel Legacy, Grim Brother 1, Brian Newman, Fumo Jive, Pete Cooper, and quite a few other people. 6OK, I'm trying to remember the other two. Isaac Frankel, and the last person is probably going to strangle me if I don't remember who it was. But we have those released, all 8 episodes, so everything campaign related is out there for your consumption, and it's ready to go listen to at a whim's notice. So Mythic Tyrant is the last person that I did not call out, so all those 8 individuals helped us talk about each campaign level, and you've probably already played through it, but if you want a little bit of a deeper dive into some of these, then definitely check out those podcasts. Make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes, Xbox Music, or via RSS feed, and to get our podcasts whenever they come out. And that will wrap up the show for us today. Sorry, it's long, but we are Britainless, as you guys are aware. Hopefully you guys got some good information out of this. And next time we will have Brent back on the show, and we will talk about the bulletin update, what we get back from PAX, and whatever other random tangents we decide to go on. So, it'll be fun. It'll be really fun. Thanks again for tuning in. And until next time, guys, keep on fragging trucks.